Warrington, we made it to yesterday. But for the most part, Andy, I'm holding up okay. The weather's turning, as you might have seen on the weather reports recently, but everything's ticking along just as it should be, for the time being at least.
So you've got snow in Warrington?
No, no snow. It's blowing an absolute gale outside, so I'm not looking forward on stepping out into it today. I've got to hit Liverpool by this afternoon, so it's going to be a wet one.
And you don't, you know, put it off when something like that happens. You don't say, oh, I'll stay in the hotel instead.
No, well, I've got deadlines to meet and places to be. You know, like you just said, I'm going to all the research centres all over the country, so they've kind of booked me in to turn up at certain days. So I'm doing my best to plod along a fairly planned route to be in certain places at certain times. So I don't really have much of a choice, unfortunately.
So how many miles have you got to walk today?
Oh, it'll probably be about 18 or so over into the centre of Liverpool. And then I've got a pal of mine from the university days that's going to put me up in Liverpool for a couple of days. And then I'm sailing to Belfast on Friday, so we've got to hope that the weather turns good before then.
So tell me about, you've been doing this for quite a few weeks. Tell me about some of the side effects here. You've got some blisters on those feet yet?
You know what? I've been, touch wood, I'm going to do that now. I've had not a single blister at all the whole way round, and I've put that down to having a good pair of boots and some good socks. Early on, I suffered quite a lot with some shin splint issues, but thankfully I've got a great physiotherapist mate of mine, Krista Fizz, who's been sorting me out with good stretches, good techniques for keeping myself mobile. I was taking a lot of ibuprofen early on for breakfast just to get moving in the morning. I wouldn't advise that, by the way. It's not a great idea. But it got me through the early stages, and these days my legs are just used to it. It's what we do now, get up in the morning and walk.
How many miles have you done so far?
Oh, well over 600 now, I think. And still a long way to go, 900 or so more than that. I've got to cross all the way back from Belfast down through Birmingham, Cambridge, London, Southampton, Oxford, across to Cardiff, and then nip down the north coast to Land's End, where I'll finish in the middle of March, hopefully.
Well, it's still a long way to go, and a lot of time, obviously, to do that. So just remind us why you're doing this.
Well, Cancer Research UK was a charity that became close to my heart back in 2008. We lost a very close family friend of ours for cancer, and I started volunteering for them. But in the back of my mind, there was an idea that I could and possibly should be doing something more to support the charity. The scale of the problem, as you know, and many of your listeners will be aware, of cancer is huge. It's unfathomably massive, the problem. And meeting the people that I am all over the country that are working day to day on the science of trying to crack this problem and one day beat cancer was something that I wanted to learn about and do. And that's why I've decided to devote my time now, or my life now, I suppose, really, to walking around and raising as much money and awareness as I can.
Yeah, now today's a significant day for Cancer Research UK because the report is out today about the four simple ways, lifestyle changes in which you can start to beat cancer. So that just shows how important the research is, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.